So far in the instructions, we have been talking about the first establishment of mindfulness in the Satipatthana Sutta, which is the body and the breath and all the sensations in the body. We have talked about that. So this morning I'm going to talk a little bit about the second section of this instruction, which is something called Vedana in Pali. And the word Vedana is quite difficult to translate, because we don't really have any word for that in English or in Western thought, Western psychology. But it's usually translated as feeling tone. And what is that, feeling tone? Well, it's a function of the mind that feels, that can detect whether something, every time we contact something, we hear a sound or taste something or think something. Every time we have contact with the outer world, there is a feeling of a reaction or a feeling. And that first initial reaction that the mind detects is whether this is unpleasant or pleasant or neutral, or in the scriptures they say neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So, but for to make it easier, we can call it neutral. So, and this is sort of the first, you know, like if you happen to put your hand on something really hot, you don't have time to think or anything. Your hand is immediately removed by itself from this hot thing or plate or whatever it is. And that's because Vedana has already noticed that this is unpleasant. Whoops, I don't want this. And so this is something that it's quite subtle, and sometimes we don't feel it. But it is possible also to feel, especially with physical sensations. It's quite easy to feel, especially the unpleasant ones, of course. And so you can also notice that when there is an unpleasant Vedana in the body that starts maybe getting stronger and stronger, pain in the knee or pain in the back or whatever it is, that will also then develop into a more stronger emotion. Vedana is sort of a pre-emotion. And usually when you have pain, that emotion is aversion. We don't want pain. We try to push it away. So this is the Vedana. And Vedana is going on all the time. It's not just once in a while. It's going on all the time. The mind is registering, or this function of the mind is registering if what we experience is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And if it is pleasant, then we usually want more of it, and this can then develop into wanting, clinging, and so on. And if it's unpleasant Vedana, we usually don't want it, so then it's usually develops into aversion, hatred even. And if it's neutral, we either don't notice it at all, or we don't care about it. It's it's ignorance or no reaction at all. We just let it pass. So this is how Vedana usually works, and you can try and see if you can become aware of it on this early stage. It's quite interesting to do that and then see how it... Sometimes if you become aware of Vedana before it has developed into some stronger emotion, it will go away by itself. But usually we don't see it until it has already developed into a stronger emotion. But then you can usually in retrospect see, there was that unpleasant sensation that triggered this emotion that I have now. So it's an interesting thing that in the mind that we don't usually know about even. I mean, I didn't know about it until I started studying Dhamma. So this is our instructions for this morning. So you can have a try, see if you can feel, detect some Vedana in your body. And in Vedana is also in the mind, but very often, as I said, there is an unpleasant feeling in the body that triggers an unpleasant feeling in the mind, or a pleasant feeling, or a pleasant sight, or a pleasant sound. We hear some nice bird song or something, and that will also trigger a pleasant feeling, pleasant emotion. So it can be quite interesting to observe this phenomena.